Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
It's great to be with CCCGW. Did I say that right?
跟华府教会的弟兄姊妹们一起聚会真的是非常非常的棒。
That's a lot of letters.
我们华府教会的名字确实有点长。
But I've so enjoyed being with this congregation Friday night, last night, and now this morning.
我非常高兴你有机会在星期五还有昨天晚上还有今天跟大家一起聚会。
I have been here for the missions conference and it's been a fabulous time.
我这次是作为教会宣道年会的讲员，我觉得跟大家在一起度过了非常美好的时光。
And where is Ada?
Ada 姊妹在哪里？
There she is.Ada has done a wonderful job with the missions conference.
Ada, 这次主持的宣道年会真是非常的棒。
The theme of this conference is spiritual warfare.
这次宣道年会的主题是属灵征战。
That means that everything that happens in the context of mission also happens in the context of battle.
这就意味着在宣道的工厂当中所发生的也就是一场征战。
I used to teach in Bible college and I would tell my students,
我曾经在圣经学校里面教书，我这样教导我的学生。
Open your Bible to any page, I'll show you missions and warfare on that page.
你翻开圣经里面的任何一页，我就会告诉你哪里是宣道，哪里是征战。
One man has said everything that Jesus did was an act of war.
有一个人说过，耶稣所做的每一件事情都是征战的行为。
From teaching to healing to any miracles that he performed to walking and talking with people, everything was warfare.
耶稣基督所做的事情，包括教导，包括医治，包括关怀，包括跟人的交往，每一件他所做的事情都是处在征战当中。
You see, Jesus had an enemy who opposed his every move.
耶稣基督有一位强大的仇敌，要抵挡他的每一个行为和动作。
And as followers of Jesus, we have the same enemy.
作为耶稣基督的跟随者，我们也面临这样一位仇敌。
Which means if we're going to be involved in following Jesus, we must be prepared for battle.
这意味着我们如果要跟随耶稣的话，我们必须做好征战的准备。
This is especially true when we pray.
特别是当我们参与祷告当中的时候，更是这样子的。
John Piper said that we cannot know what prayer is for until we know that life is war.
John Piper 牧师说，如果我们不理解我们的生活就是一场征战的话，我们就不理解祷告的意义。
And so I've titled this message Prayer Walkie-Talkie Designed for the Front Lines of Battle.
所以我就把今天的讲到的题目起成祷告战场前线的对话机。
Here you see soldiers in these pictures who are engaged in battle.
我们看到这些墙上的图画上面显示的是在征战当中的士兵。
And they know how important it is that they maintain contact with headquarters.
他们非常清楚和他们的指挥部保持一个联系是何等的重要。
These are not toys given to them to play with while they're up on the front lines.
这些对讲机并不是给他们在前线玩弄的玩具而已。
When I was in college, I was given a gun and handcuffs.
我在上大学的时候，我拿到一把枪和一把手铐。
I worked on the police force at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., and so I was armed and ready for anything.
我曾经在国会图书馆参与警察的工作，所以他们装备了我，准备应付各种的情况。
But nothing ever happened.
但是我却从来没有碰到过任何紧急的情况。
I got really bored.
我觉得非常无聊。
I take my bullets out of my gun and line them up on my desk.
所以我就从我的腰上取下子弹，一颗一颗的排在桌上。
Pull the trigger.
然后呢，扣动扳机。
I took my handcuffs and handcuffed myself to the chair.
所以我又用手铐把我自己铐在椅子上。
See, I had all the weapons and equipment for anything, but nothing was happening.
你看，我有应付各种情况的各种的设备跟武器，但是却没有什么事情发生。
I was bored, so my gun and my handcuffs simply became entertainment.
因为我觉得非常无聊，所以手铐和枪就成为了我的玩具。
Is it possible that we would do that with prayer?
有没有可能我们对待祷告也是这样子呢？
You see, when you're given a weapon for warfare, but you don't believe you're in the battle, you may misuse that weapon.
所以你可能拿到武器，但是你不相信自己处在征战当中，所以这武器就成了你的玩具。
As I've already said, everything that Jesus did was an act of war.
我刚才说过，耶稣基督所做的每一件事情都是征战的行为。
Think of the beginning of his ministry in Matthew chapter 4.
在马太福音第四章里面记到他刚刚开始服事的时候。
He went into the wilderness where he was attacked 3 times by his enemy.
他被圣灵引导进到旷野里面，受到他仇敌的3次试探。
The enemy wanted to make sure that Jesus could not function as the Son of God.
仇敌想要使耶稣基督失去他作为神儿子的功用。
Later on, the end of his ministry, he was in a garden.
在他在地上服侍的最后的时刻，他在哥西马尼园里面。
He started his ministry in the wilderness, being attacked 3 times by Satan.
他开始服侍的时候，仇敌3次的引诱他，攻击他。
He finished his ministry in a garden, being attacked 3 times by Satan.
他在哥西马尼园将要结束他在地上侍奉的时候，他又是3次的受到仇敌的攻击。
That's why I say everything that Jesus did was an act of war. His entire life was warfare.
这就是为什么我说耶稣所做的每一件事情都是征战的行为。他的在地上的整个生命都是处在征战当中。
If that's true, then the passage we just read, the Lord's Prayer, is a battle cry.
如果这是真的话，那我们刚才所念的经文就是主导文，就是征战的一个呼召。
One day the disciple said to Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray.
有一天耶稣的门徒对他说，主啊，请教我们如何祷告。
What followed in Luke 11 was the Lord's Prayer.
所以接着在路加福音第十一章就记载了主教他门徒的祷告。
You realize this is a prayer request.
大家有没有发现门徒的请求就是一个祷告的请求。
Lord, teach us to pray.
主啊，教我们如何祷告。
What if we seriously said that to the Lord on a daily basis?
如果我们每一位每一天就都做这样的祷告，会怎么样呢？
How would our prayer lives change if we asked Jesus daily to teach us to pray?
如果我们每天都请求耶稣教我们如何祷告，那我们的祷告生活会有何等大的变化呢？
This is how Luke introduces the Lord's Prayer.
这就是路加怎么样把主导文介绍给我们。
But in Matthew, we have a different introduction.
在马太福音里面，对主导文的介绍却是有不同。
Jesus is going to say to his disciples, "Pray then in this way."
耶稣在马太福音所记载的说，你们要这样子祷告。
You see, the assumption is that we don't naturally know how to pray.
这里有一个前提，就是说我们其实凭着自己是不知道怎么样祷告的。
We need to be taught how to pray.
我们必须得到主的教导，才能学会怎么样祷告。
It was Paul who said in Romans chapter 8, we do not know what to pray for as we ought.
就像保罗在罗马书第八章里面所说的，我们本不知道怎样祷告。
Do you believe that today?
你大家相不相信这一点？
When soldiers are going to be put into the military, they first go to boot camp.
当士兵要参战之前，他要参加新兵训练营。
It's there that they learn how to fight.
他们在训练营里面学会怎么样打仗。
When we say, Lord, teach me to pray, we are saying, I'm in boot camp, I want to be prepared for battle.
当我们向主说，主啊，教我怎么样祷告的时候，我们就是把自己放在属灵的新兵营里面，来学习怎么样做属灵的征战。
And that brings us to our passage today in Matthew chapter 6.
现在我们就进入今天的经文，就是马太福音第六章。
In Matthew 6, Jesus gives instruction before he gives the Lord's Prayer and afterwards.
在马太福音第六章里面，在讲主祷文之前和之后，耶稣都有别的教导。
Most of us have memorized the Lord's Prayer.
我们当中大部分的人都已经能够背诵主祷文。
Most of you may know it in Chinese. Some of you know it in English.
我们有的人会用中文来背，有的人会用英文来背。
Many of us have said it hundreds, if not thousands of times in our lifetime.
我们当中很多人在我们一生当中已经背诵过无数次的主祷文，千百次。
But I find that most people have not paid attention to what Jesus said before he gave the Lord's Prayer.
但是我发现，很多人并没有注意到耶稣在教导主祷文之前的教导。
He said to his disciples, you pray then in this way.
他这样教导他的门徒说，你们要小心，要这样的来祷告。
He's speaking to his disciples.
他是对他的门徒说这样的话。
Because you see, everybody prays. Even those who do not believe in God will often pray.
因为每个人都祷告，甚至那些不信神的人，他们也会祷告。
So when he says you pray, he's saying, here's what I want from my disciples when they pray.
当他很强调说你们这些做我门徒的人要这样祷告的时候，他是特别要教导他的门徒如何祷告。
And he wants to distinguish those who do not follow him from his disciples in the way they pray.
所以他就在祷告的这个方式上面要分出来哪些是他的门徒，哪些不是他的门徒。
I've been to a number of Asian countries, Nepal, Vietnam, Malaysia, India.
我去过几个亚洲国家，就像尼泊尔、印度、印尼，等等。
Never to China.
我从来没有去过中国。
Next time.
下一次可以去。
I've noticed in all of those countries that people pray.
我注意到在所有这些异教国家里面，人都会祷告。
Even though many of them that I was watching were definitely not believers.
虽然我观察到了这些人当中有很多很多并不是基督徒。
I saw them praying with meaningless repetitions and for man's approval.
我看到他们用很多没有意义重复的话来祷告，并且他们的祷告是为了得到人的称赞。
Jesus said, "Don't do that when you pray if you're my disciple."
耶稣对他门徒说，你们如果是我的门徒的话，就不要这样子祷告。
But if you're my disciple, you should be praying with your heavenly Father as your audience of one.
当你们祷告的时候，你们应该把你们的天父当作那唯一的听众。
Pray believing that your Father in heaven knows what you need before you ask him.
当你祷告的时候，你要知道，天父在你们祷告之前就已经知道你的需要。
Even more alarming,Pagans will pray and use prayer to pursue their own personal agenda.
你们更要警惕的是，那些不信神的人祷告的时候，他们祷告的目的是为了求得个人的好处。
But disciples use prayer as a means of pursuing the Heavenly Father's agenda.
而耶稣的门徒祷告的时候，是为了达到天父所要达到的目标。
This is what it means to be strategic in prayer.
这就是我所谓的我所说的，在祷告的时候，我们应该有个战略思想。
I used to drive an oil truck and deliver oil in Baltimore City.
我曾经是开一个卡车在巴尔的摩城那里运送油。
I don't want to do that anymore.
我再也不想干这种活了。
But when I did it, I had a radio in my truck.
但是当我做那个卡车司机的时候，我在卡车上放了一个收音机。
When I picked up my radio to talk to my dispatcher, I never told jokes.
那是个对讲机。但是当我拿起这个对讲机，对我的总部说话的时候，我从来不开玩笑。
I never fooled around with it.
我从来不掉以轻心。
I didn't get on my radio and say I'd like to sing a song to you.
我从来不会打开对讲机，然后说我给你唱首歌吧。
You see, communication.In business, is important that it be focused on the business at hand.
当我们在一个行业里面做一个职业的时候，为了这个职业的目的所进行的这个通讯， 交通是很严肃的。
So it is, if we're on the front lines of battle, prayer is serious business.
同样的，在属灵征战的前线，祷告是非常非常严肃的一个事情。
I like how Charles Spurgeon puts this.
我很喜欢斯布珍对在这个事情上面所说的话。
You can read that.
Okay. 斯布珍说，Let me read it in English first.
Okay, all right.
There is a general kind of praying which fails for lack of precision. It is as if a regiment of soldiers should all fire off their guns anywhere. Possibly somebody would be killed, but the majority of the enemy would be missed.
斯布珍他是这样说的，说有一种祷告是漫无目的、漫无目标的，就好像一群士兵，四处乱开枪。有可能打中敌人，但是大部分的敌人是打不中的。If you can picture soldiers in battle just firing their guns anywhere they'd like,
我们从这句话里面可以想象到一幅图景，就是在战场上的士兵，漫无目标的开枪，乱开枪。
You have a funny but very dangerous picture in your mind, don't you?
你想象这个图画非常的可笑，但是又是非常危险的一个事情。
But it's tragic when we take prayer.And use it without precision and strategy.
同样的，当我们祷告的时候，如果是漫无目标、没有战略的计划的时候，也是同样的一个悲剧。
We have to understand today that when Jesus gave the Lord's Prayer, He wasn't saying, "Pray these words."
我们必须理解，当耶稣祷告，当耶稣教他的门徒做这个主祷文的时候，他不是说按照。表面的字句来做这样的祷告。
Instead, he said, "Pray this way."
他而是说要按照这样子的方式来祷告。
That doesn't mean it's wrong to pray the Lord's Prayer.
当然，我们如果按照字句这样来做主祷文的时候，也不算错。
It simply means it was not given to be a prayer that we memorize and pray.
但是呢，耶稣教门徒这样祷告的时候，并不是说我们就只是按照这个字句来背诵。
It was intended to answer the disciples' question or request, "Lord, teach us to pray."
这个是为了回应门徒们的请求，就是主啊，教我们怎么样祷告。所以耶稣就给了这样一个例子。
When we teach others to do things, we don't always tell them specifically, "You have to do this, and then do this, and do this."
当我们教导人做一件事情的时候，我们不会特别具体的把每一种情景都描述出来。
We may teach them a way to do the job.
我们而是要教他们一种方法来做这个事情。
And so it is, when we read the Lord's Prayer, the question is, what is this telling me about the way to pray?
当我们来思想主祷文的时候，我们应该思想耶稣教导我们的祷告的方式是什么样的。
You may choose to pray this prayer, and that's fine, but that's not the point.
你可以按照字句来做主祷文，但是呢，其实耶稣并不是让我们只是背诵这个字句。
Let me make a couple suggestions on the way we are to pray based on the Lord's Prayer.
让我以主祷文出发来解释一下几种耶稣要我们祷告的这个方法。
The first way that we pray is we recognize to whom we're praying.
第一个要注意的就是我们要明白我们祷告的对象。
To say our Father who is in heaven is not simply words that we say to get out of the way.
我们当我们说我们在天上的父的时候，并不简简单单说我们这就是固定的一个祷告的方法，祷告的开始，开始的这样开始之后，我们就可以。接下去祷告。
When a soldier in the front lines of battle picks up his walkie-talkie and says, "I need to talk to the general."
当在战场上的士兵拿起对讲机说，我要跟我的将军讲话的时候。
He's not saying that because he doesn't know what else to say.
他并不是在说，哎呀，我不知道该说什么话，所以我就这样起个头。
He's saying that because his relationship with the general is very important.Even a matter of life and death.
当他这样说的时候，他的意思就是说，我和我的将军之间的这个关系是这样的重要，以至于关系到我们的生死。
If we are in the Lord's army and serving Him and following Jesus, it seems to me that staying in touch with the commander in chief should be a high priority.
如果我们是耶稣基督的精兵，在他的队伍里面来服侍他，来作战的时候，我们跟他之间的关系是何等的重要。
So what way should we pray?
那我们应该怎么样来祷告呢？
We should pray in relational dialogue with our Father in heaven, who is the commander in chief.
我们祷告的时候应该是向着我们的天父，在与我们天父之间这个真实的关系当中来祷告，因为他是我们在天上的那个元帅。
When you enter into prayer, keep that in mind. We are engaging our Father in heaven, our commander in chief, our commanding officer in dialogue.
当我们祷告的时候，我们一定要记住，我们在整个祷告的过程当中都是在与我们的天父，我们在天上的元帅在进行对话。
The soldier in battle who picks up his walkie-talkie and talks to his commander.
那一个在前线作战的士兵，当他拿起对讲机跟他的指挥总指挥来讲话的时候
，doesn't say to his commander, "Hey, I have a strategy."
他并不能向这个指挥说，将军，我现在有一个策略要讲给你听。
Instead, he says, "I have a question. What is your strategy?"
他应该说，我有个问题。你告诉我怎么做。
We want to know what our Father is up to. What is His plan?
我们应该知道我们的天父他要做什么，他的计划是什么。
And as we settle on that out of a relationship with our commander in chief, we are able then to engage His agenda.
当我们清楚我们跟天父之间这样一个关系的时候，我们才能在祷告当中明白他要我们所做的。
Here you can see highlighted in yellow the three imperatives that the Father is pursuing in battle.
在这个 PowerPoint 上面有头上有三点，就用黄框标出来的是，天父有三个目标他要达成的。
He's passionate about the name of his Son Jesus Christ being hallowed.
天父他非常非常的想要他儿子耶稣基督的名能够得到高举。
He wants Jesus' name set apart from every other name.
他要耶稣基督的名被高举，高过其他一切的名。
He wants Jesus' kingdom to arrive, to come where Jesus rules over his kingdom.
他要他儿子耶稣基督的王国，降临在地上，他能够在中间管制。完全的掌权。
He wants Jesus' will to be done.
他要耶稣的旨意行在地上。
See, your Father in heaven's passions pulsate with this idea.
所以天父他有这样一个激情，他一定要做成刚才所讲的几个目标。
What way should we pray?
那我们应该怎么样祷告呢？
We pray first of all recognizing that we're having dialogue with our commander in chief.
首先我们在祷告的时候，我们要认识到我们是跟天上的元帅在对话。
We pray second of all understanding that his priorities and strategy are most important.
我们在祷告的时候要清楚他的计划，他的目标是最重要的。
Now we're in a position to bring our needs before him.
然后呢，我们才把自己的需要带到他的面前。
See, it's at this point then that we understand what he is up to, and we can be passionate about the things that he is passionate about.
祷告的这个时候，我们就应该清楚他的目标，他要达成的目标，而且我们也要这同样的要为达成他的目标而来努力。
There are two key principles here.
这里有两个关键的原则。
Prayer is conversing with the Father about our needs while keeping His priorities primary.
祷告是把我们的需要带到天父的面前，同时呢也要记住他的目标，他的计划更重要。
The second principle is that prayer is conversing with the Father about our needs with the understanding He already knows what we need before we ask Him.
第二个原则就是祷告就是与我们的天父对话，是把我们的需要带到他的面前，但是同时也要清楚在我们祷告之前他已经知道我们的需要。
A soldier on the front line who gets on his walkie-talkie and ask the commander to send cheeseburgers to the front line,
如果一个士兵在前线作战的时候拿起对讲机，确实要求他的指挥官把汉堡送到他那里。
That soldier,
如果是这样的话，
that soldier may not really be engaged in battle.
那个士兵根本就没有觉得自己是在征战当中。
Because when we recognize battle, it changes the way we view our own personal needs.
如果我们意识到自己是在征战当中的时候，我们对自己个人需要的看法就会完全改变。
In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus is going to make it clear that this is his expectation.
在马太福音第六章的时候，当耶稣教导门徒祷告的时候，他就要他们明白这样一个这样的原则。
If I say Matthew 6:33, many of you already know that verse.
当我提到马太福音六章33节的时候，大家有很多人都熟悉这一节经文。
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
六章三十三节说，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Notice the word first. Seek first the kingdom of God. This is the same chapter where we see the Lord's Prayer.
注意到这个先字，要先求他的国和他的义，这个这一节经文和刚才教导的主导文是在同一章里面。
What is this kingdom of God that we are to be seeking?
那我们所要求的这个神的国是什么？是什么国呢？
It's the Father's agenda.
这是天父所要成就的一个目标。
We seek it first, and so it is first in the Lord's Prayer also.
正是因为我们要先求他的国，所以耶稣教导的门徒的时候也说，你要愿你的国降临。
And what happens when we seek first the kingdom of God?
当我们先求他的国的时候，什么事情会发生呢？
All of these other things will be provided.
我们所需要的一切东西都会加给我们。
This could well be one of the most quoted verses and least believed verses in the Bible.
这节经文可能是整个圣经里面被人用的最多，但却是被人信的最少的最小的一节经文。
I often read verses in the Bible and I say, I like that verse, I'm just not so sure I believe it.
我有时候在读经文的时候看到一些经文说我很喜欢这些经文，但是呢我不太确定我是不是真的相信它。
We may like Matthew 6:33, but does it operate in our lives?
我们可能很喜欢马太福音六章三十三节，但是这节经文有没有在我们的生命当中活出来呢？
This promise in Matthew 6:33 is so powerful it can be life-changing for all of us.
这节经文里面的应许是何等的有力强大，它可以改变我们的整个生命。
In a different context in Luke chapter 12, Luke also quotes this verse.
在路加福音十二章三十一节里面，路加也同样用了这节经文。Okay, go ahead.
But Jesus almost seems exuberant by what follows.
但是呢，耶稣似乎对接下去要说的话特别的兴奋，要急着要说。
If you seek first the kingdom of God, don't be afraid of what it will cost you.
如果你先求他的国和他的义的话，那就不要担心接下去你要所付的代价。
Because whatever it costs you, your Father in heaven wants to give you so much more.
因为无论你付了多大的代价，你们在天上的父要加给你更多。
His checkbook is open. He tears out a check. Remember when people used to write checks? Yeah. He tears out a check, signs his name, leaves the amount blank, and gives it to us.
就好像他在天上打开天上的支票簿，在一张空白支票上面签了他的名，而没有写数目，而且把这张没有写数目的支票就交给你了。
We can draw upon all the Father's resources because He is excited about giving us the kingdom of God.
我们可以支取天父所有的资源，因为他非常非常的高兴，把神国的资源都加给我们。
Since this is a missionary conference, it seems appropriate.To quote one of the greatest missionaries of all time, Hudson Taylor.
因为这是个宣道年会，所以呢，我想 引用 一句戴德生的话，因为他是历史上最伟大的宣教士之一。
Concerning Matthew 6:33, Taylor said these words.
戴德生有说了这样一句话。
Don't Christians often read Matthew 6:33 as if it says, seek first all of these things, like food and clothing and health and wealth and comfort, and afterward seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
戴德生这样子说，我们基督徒是不是常常的把马太福音6:33倒过来念了？就是说我们先要求地上的这些东西，像食物，像吃的穿的，健康财富和舒适，然后呢再去求神的国和神的义。
Instead of honoring him with the first fruits of our hearts, our time, our substance, and our prayers, are we not content to offer him the fragments that remain after our own supposed need is supplied?
我们有时候是没有把我们最好的果实，就是我们的时间，我们的心，我们的所有拥有的一切献给主，相反的是把好的东西留给自己，然后把剩下的那些给神。
I'm going to close by illustrating this principle with three passages from the Old Testament.
我接下来将用旧约里面的三段经文来讲解一下这个原则。
When I say three passages, everybody got scared.
我说有三段经文的时候，每个人都觉得太长了。
These are three short passages.
那我说是三段比较短的经文。
I call this the Matthew 6:33 principle illustrated elsewhere in Scripture.
我把这三段经文称为在圣经里其他地方专门来解释马太6:33的。
In 1 Kings chapter 3, Solomon had been proclaimed king of Israel.
我们在列王记上三章的时候看到所罗门登基做以色列的王。
And as he goes to worship God and bring sacrifices, God speaks to him.
当他去敬拜神献祭的时候，神就向他说话。
Imagine this amazing statement from the lips of God.
我们想象一下神对他所说的这句令人惊讶的话。
If God said to you, ask me, what do you want? What would you say to him?
当神对你说这样的话，说求我，我就给你所要的，你会说什么？
Solomon thinks about it. He says, I could ask for money or fame or to have my enemies killed. I could ask for all kinds of things. What should I ask for?
所罗门思想了一下，他说我可以求财，可以求名，可以求在战场上胜利，但是我要好好的思想一下，我到底想要神给我什么。
And then he says to God, here's what I want.
然后他就跟神说，我想要这个。
Give me an understanding heart to judge your people.
让我有智慧的心可以来判断你的百姓。
And God says to him, I know you could have asked for other things.
然后神说，你有机会求别的事情。
Because you've asked for this thing and not for your own self.
但是因为你求的是智慧而不是别的东西。
I'm going to grant you what you've requested.
我会把你所求的赐给你。
I'm going to give you the wisdom to lead these people.
我会把管制这些百姓的智慧赐给你。
But remember, it's God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom, right?
但是大家要记住，神的心意是愿意把他整个的国都给我们。
And so God says, I'm also going to give you what you did not ask.
不仅如此，神说我还要给你你没有求的。
All these things will be added to you.
所有这些都会加给你。
The second passage, 1 Kings chapter 17.
第二段经文来自于列王记上17章。
It's a famine and Elijah has been fed by the brook with ravens and he's been drinking water.
是在一个饥荒的时候，以利亚在住在溪边，神差乌鸦叼食物给他吃。
I love this story because I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan and it's just nice to see the Ravens in the Bible.
我非常喜欢这段经文，因为我很喜欢巴尔的摩乌鸦队这个运动队，所以我喜欢看到圣经里面描述乌鸦的功用。
But the brook dried up and the ravens stopped bringing food.
但是呢，这个溪水干了，然后呢，乌鸦也不再叼食物给以利亚。
And so God says to Elijah, "Go to this town. There's a widow there who will take care of you."
神对以利亚说，你去那一个城市，里面有个寡妇会养活你。
Perhaps in his mind, Elijah is thinking maybe she'll really be rich, and I'll have it easy for the rest of the famine.
以利亚有可能在想说，哦，这个寡妇可能很有钱，那这样的话，我去在她那里就可以过上一个舒服的生活。
He arrives at the town and finds the widow picking up sticks.
但是，当他到那边看到那个寡妇的时候，发现她穷的在地上捡柴。
And he goes, "Oh no!"
然后他说，哦不。
But remember, he represents God to this widow.
但是请大家记住，在这个寡妇的眼里，他就是代表神的。
The passage calls him a prophet of God and a man of God. He speaks for God.
这一段经文里面说到，以利亚是神人，是神的先知，他替神说话。
In that time, they did not have a Bible to read. They needed prophets to speak the word of God to them.
在那个时候，人们并没有圣经，像我们今天这样可以读。他们需要先知向他们传达神的话。
So he sees this woman picking up sticks, and he says to her, "Bring me a piece of bread."
所以他看到这位寡妇在那里捡柴的时候，他就跟她说，请你给我面包吃。
If he hadn't already figured it out, his heart sank when she said to him, "I have no bread."
如果他没有做好思想准备的话，当这个寡妇说，我根本就没有食物给你吃。他心里肯定是很难受的。
In fact, she says, "This situation is so desperate that these sticks that I'm picking up are for a fire to make one last meal for me and my son, and then we're going to die."
这个寡妇反而说，我们的情况糟糕到这样一个地步，我现在捡柴是做最后一顿饭，我们吃了之后死就死了吧。
What does a red-blooded male say in a situation like that?
如果一个性情暴躁的一个男子在这种情况下会说什么话呢
？He says, "Make me a little cake first."
他说，先为我做一个饼吧。
Almost sounds like he's watching the Super Bowl and he's saying, "Honey, bring me another sandwich."
他就好像在一个家里面，他一个男的专注于看那个这个美国的足球比赛的时候，而指使他的妻子说。再给我一点吃的。
Was it that hard?
That's really hard.
What was he thinking of?
他到底说这话的时候，他到底是怎么想的
？I expect the widow to take the sticks and start beating him with them.
我想这个寡妇拿起柴来打他也不过分了。
But verse 15 says she went and did as Elijah said.
但是十五节里面说。这个寡妇真的就去了，为他做了一个饼。
What happens when, in the face of a ridiculous idea, we simply obey the Lord?
这里所展示的就是这个寡妇在人看来非常非常荒唐、不可思议的情景下，她还是遵循了神的话。
We find out that she and he and her household ate for many days.
接着。我们看到神祝福他们，他们就在接下去很多天里面都有食物吃。
All these things shall be added to you.
所有这些都要加给你们的。
The final passage is a familiar verse, Psalm 37.
最后一段经文来自于诗篇三十七篇。
Many of us have perhaps memorized verse 4.
我们当中很多人可能能够背三十七篇的第四节。
Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart.
以耶和华为乐，他就将你心中所求的赐给你。
That's the way many English versions read.
在很多英文的版本里面是这样子来翻译的。
Well, let me back up a verse to verse 3.
让我们看一下那个三十七篇的第三节。
The psalmist says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness." You see, preceding verse 4 is a simple statement of what we should do in obedience to God.
在这个第三节里面所说的是神对我们的要求，我们要如何做，来顺服他。
Trust in the Lord. Do good. Dwell in the land. Just do these things because this is what pleases God.
你当倚靠耶和华，你要行善，你要住在地上，与他的信实为粮。这些是神要我们做的，因为这些是讨他喜悦的。
Now the next word at the start of verse 4 should read then.
而在第四节一开始的时候，英文其实应该翻成然，加上一个词就是然后。
But almost all English versions leave that crucial word out.
但是呢，基本上所有的英文版本就把那个然后或者是因此这个词没有翻出来。
What is that word saying?
那个因此或者然后，这意思是什么呢？
There is a result from verse 3.
就是第四节里面所说的是第三节的结果。
When you do what verse 3 says, then verse 4 can happen.
你要按照第三节所教导的来做，然后呢，第四节里面所描述的才能发生。
Verse 3, seek first the kingdom of God.
第三节其实是在说你要先求神的国。
Verse 4, all these things will be added to you.
第四节实际上是在说所有这些都要加给你的。
You want to delight in the Lord?
你希望能以耶和华为乐吗？
Give yourself in simple obedience to his word.
你要顺服他的话，将你自己献上。
But there's another then in verse 4.
然后呢，在第四节里面有另外一个因此或者是然后。
As you delight in the Lord,He will grant you the requests of your heart.
如果你以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
That word request says that now we can pray with full expectation that God will hear our prayer.
这里面第四节所说的这个求，说明我们可以将我们心里所需要的一切都告诉神。
Let me close with this quote, which I gave last night, but it sums up this message.
让我以接下来的一段John Piper 的话来结束。
Prayer is primarily a wartime walkie-talkie for the mission of the church as it advances against the powers of darkness and unbelief.
这句话的意思是说，祷告是一个征战时期的步话机，它的目的是为了让教会在与黑暗的势力和不幸的势力征战的时候，作为的一个工具。
It is not surprising that prayer malfunctions when we try to make it a domestic intercom to call upstairs for more comforts in the den.
所以如果我们把这个祷告误用为一个家里的内线电话，只是为了从楼上发一个请求，让我们的生活过得更顺利的话，这个祷告不灵是一点都不奇怪的。
God has given prayer as a wartime walkie-talkie so that we can call headquarters for everything we need as the kingdom of Christ advances in the world.
当神的国在世界上，强有力的前进的时候，神就将这个祷告作为征战时期的一个步话机，给我们用。使我们可以与我们天上的元帅保持一个联系，使天上可以知道我们一切的需要。
And so we pray, Father, teach us to pray.
所以我们就这样祷告，天父啊，教我们怎么样来祷告。
May we learn to pray in a way that honors you and advances your kingdom.
让我们的祷告可以能够荣耀你，可以能够使神的国扩展。
We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们以耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。